At a pace. Let's talk about what could be a significant drug trial in the battle with COVID. Let's talk to Dr. Tom Fletcher, a consultant in the Tropical Infectious Diseases Unit at the Royal in Liverpool and Broad Green University Hospitals too. So he's a busy man. Tom, morning. Thanks for being with us once again. Let's just start by reminding us about the new drug trial that you're leading on. It's called Agile. What is it and what are you hoping it can do for everybody?
Well, as you just mentioned, you're right in terms of we're not out of the woods yet, and the tool that is being still used by governments and regional areas is lockdown. And I think that just shows that we need better drugs, we need vaccines to be able to combat this virus. And so we developed in Liverpool with Southampton a new type of trial called Agile, and that was really designed just for a pandemic like this to bring forward new drugs so that we can treat people at the early stage of illness and try to stop them getting sick and try to stop them then presenting into the NHS. Mm. And so we're leading on that in Liverpool.
So this is a treatment rather than a vaccine. So is it almost like with Agile, you're in a holding pattern, if you like, we're just going to manage this while we find a vaccine? Is that the idea?
That's right. I mean, I think even if we have and develop an effective vaccine, that's probably still a way off. And until that point, and even when we have the vaccine, we need better treatments. There was some data that came out recently in the UK that suggested, you know, one type of treatment was useful for patients in hospital. But what we think really to make a big difference in the world, we need to give people treatment pretty early with antivirals to stop them getting sick later on. And so that's what Agile aims to do.
So the trial, as you mentioned there, presumably you'll need to see people who are at the early stages of actually having the virus. So presumably you would have to have the symptoms, but there are so many people, as we understand, who are asymptomatic.
You're right. So we're learning more and more about asymptomatic cases and the risk that they can have to transmit. For Agile, we do want people who have symptoms, so people have a fever or have cough or a change of sense of smell or taste. And the people that we want to sort of treat in the trial initially are those at highest risk of going on to get more severely unwell and being admitted to hospital. And that's generally around age, so people who are age 50 or above with other medical problems, or those aged 60. And then we'd recruit them into the study, give them a rapid test so they get a result that evening from coming to see us, and then we'd start them on a drug hopefully the next day.
Is it hard to find people who'll actually take part? There will always be those who will step forward, but is it difficult? Because people worry, don't they? Of course they do.
Yeah, no, I think that's very natural. I think at the moment it's hard to find patients because the numbers are quite low in Liverpool. We're sort of intimately linked with our GP partners who are sort of referring us patients when people get in contact with a GP or with a research team directly. But whenever you do trials in the UK, particularly of new medicines like we're using for this, there's a whole raft of safety measures around that. And we're seeing people really intensively and following them up closely to make sure they don't have any problems with the drugs.
If people want to get involved, we'll find out just before the end of the conversation how they can do that. But what would be the procedure? I mean, we look at the telly, we read the papers, you know. Is it almost like, you know, giving blood, or you sit down and, you know, you're giving a cup of tea? What's the mechanics of being involved in a drug trial?
So it depends on the drug trial, but the first drug that we're testing is a pretty simple tablet that patients will take twice a day for 5 days, a really exciting antiviral that's come from America. And for that, patients, if they think they have those symptoms, then we would see them rapidly if they're in those age groups that we're interested in, do a test, which is that swab up the nose, have a result of that evening. And then we'd bring them into the Royal Hospital to a special unit there that runs research in patients like this and start them on that drug the next day. And we're then in contact with them pretty closely, seeing them every couple of days and speaking to them every day to see how they're getting on the new medication.
And without people coming forward, you just can't do what you need to do. So it is incredibly important that people do come forward.
It really is. Obviously, for any research such as this, it's almost the patient's choice whether they want to participate. But we believe that, particularly with the first drug that we're trialling, has a real chance of working. So it may, of course, be beneficial for patients to be on that medication, but it also increases, you know, our knowledge about the science of this drug and whether it can have a major effect across the world. So it's really great that we have the opportunity to do that in Liverpool and in St. Helens, where we're also running the study.
If anybody wants to step forward and do their thing, how do they do that?
Well, they can certainly read more information about the study and the drug that we've got on a website that's now up. It's called www.agiletrial.net, so agiletrial.net. And otherwise, if they have symptoms or if they're concerned about a relative or a neighbour, for example, they can ask them to contact their GP in Liverpool or St Helens, who will then signpost them towards our research team, who will then make the arrangements.
Tom, good to speak to you again. Thank you very much indeed for giving us your time this morning. There's Dr. Tom Fletcher, who's a consultant in the Tropical Infectious Diseases Unit at the Royal Broadgreen and the School of Tropical Medicine as well. And agiletrial.net. Have a little look at that if you fancy doing it, if you want to find out some more and putting yourself forward if you can. You will be helping many, many other people. Just turn 6:30.